Blog Talk Radio.
I praise you, cause I am fearfully wonderfully made. I praise you, cause I am fearfully wonderfully made.
Hello.
Hello, our radio family. And welcome to the Divine Creations Prayer. Today our show is entitled I Just Look Like This. Later on we will be listening to Lady Lynette as she presents that inspirational program for us. But at this time, you guys help me welcome in the powerful speaking upcoming pastor, Kathy Riggins. Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jahari. We give God the praise today. We give him the glory. We give God the honor, and we just shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanking God for another day of mercy, another day of grace, another day in Jesus. We just give God the glory today, for he is truly worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. We just thank God for my co-host on today. I give God the praise for Jahari, thanking her, amen, for all her support. Such an awesome woman of God, her and her husband. We just give God the glory. I thank God for my chief apostle, Marie Evans Epps, in her absence. Glory be to God. I thank God for my husband, David Riggins, and our children. We just honor God for what he has already done in our lives. For he truly said, before he hung his head, glory to God, he said, it is finished. Glory be to God. So we just thank God for being God, sending his son Jesus, and for the power of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to comfort us and to teach us and to bring all things into our remembrance, for we truly are created by our Heavenly Father. And for that alone, glory be to God, He is worthy to be praised. He didn't think less of us, and that's why I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the Divine Creations Prayer Talk Radio broadcast, because you are wonderfully and fearfully made in the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
He didn't make any junk. He didn't make any mistakes. Glory be to God. He put us together just like Him. In other words, He didn't leave anything out. So
Hallelujah. You
are divine creation, and that's why we greet you, knowing that you are unique, you are special, you're not missing out on anything. Because God, everything He made is good, and He made you, not man. Glory be to God. So we just
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I thank God for my guest speaker on today, Lady Levinette Taylor. Glory be to God in the house.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I get excited because God is just so good. You know, He's
just so awesome.
You know how He just keeps on showing us His greatness, His mightiness, and the connection that we have in each other. You know, in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Not in the world.
Hallelujah.
You know, we're connected to some things in the world, too. Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
You know, and still getting delivered from some things from being in the world. But
yes.
when we start getting the revelation of who God is to us in our life, woo!
Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
Life, the connection,
Hallelujah.
My God, in Him, because we're seeking Him. We're seeking His kingdom. We're seeking His glory. We're letting His will be our will in the name of Jesus. And like I said, we are still being made. We're still on the wheel, on the potter's wheel, you know. Sometimes getting broken and having to start over. But nevertheless, God didn't make no junk, and He made us in His image. Amen. So it is.
Amen.
It's just, you can't say enough about just how good He is, you know, and how He keeps right on moving. And I know this broadcast today hopefully will encourage you to know that, you know, regardless of what you're going through, my God, He is still good, and He still deserves the praise. So without further
Amen.
Ado, I introduce to some and present to others none other than my friend, my sister, my co-laborer in Christ, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, pastor, lady, evangelist, mother, glory be to God. Oh, my God. Praise the worshiper. Oh, I don't know how many other hats she wears, but today we just welcome her, glory be to God, as a vessel of God. And before I open up the line completely to you, let us have a word of prayer.
Yes.
Father, we thank you on today. We thank you, God, because you are our Heavenly Father. But we know who the God of this world is. But we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for the Divine Creation Prayer Talk Radio broadcast today. Oh, God, the speakers, oh, God, the believers, the supporters, oh, God, we just ask that you just continue to move by your Spirit, oh, God, in our
yes.
lives, oh, Father. That people may be reached, that we may be touched, oh God, that we may be changed, oh God, into the image and the likeness, oh God, that you have created us to be. So we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for your word coming forth, oh God, to help us, oh God, to encourage us, to teach us, oh God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. And that because you said it, you are not like man that should lie, but you are God and your promises are yea and amen. And we thank you all today, God, oh God, for your already spoken word, your already written word, oh God. And as we continue to receive from you, oh God, we believe, hallelujah, Jesus, and we continue to walk this walk out, oh God, according to your likeness and according to your and for your glory. And in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We just give God the praise one more time for another chance to be able to share and show of God's grace and his mercy and his love. Amen.
Yeah.
I just the topic for today is called I Just Look Like This. I always say don't get it twisted. And I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel and talking about King David.
Mm-hmm.
And when King David and Samuel had to go out and obey what God had said.
That's right.
And he said and God told him, he said, you know, go out. He said, how long are you going to grieve over Saul? He said, because I rejected Saul. You see, because God gave the people who they requested.
Come on, that's right.
But because God is who he is,
uh-huh.
He already had a ram in the bush. He already had somebody there that he had in store for the people. But, you know, sometimes he let us get what we want so we can
that's
see
right.
where we're at.
Say that, that's right.
But he gave the people Saul, and then he rejected Saul. Do the things and the decisions that Saul had made. He was not pleased with him.
Yeah.
So he sent Samuel out to go choose the king that he had already chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And then First Samuel 16:1 says, now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve over Saul? Since I have rejected him from being king over Israel, fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have selected a king for myself among his sons. And when I started reading in this story, and it starts talking, it goes and it talks about how Samuel went, and when he went to Jesse's house. And he wanted to see all of the sons. He said he came for a king because at first people were afraid because they didn't know why he was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to get the king that God had chosen. And how many of you know that sometimes it's not what we expect or what we think it might be?
Yeah.
So when he went, Jesse went, he lined up all of his sons. And Jesse, he went to the first son, and Samuel went to the first son, and he said, no, that's not him. But Jesse said in the beginning, I'm sorry, Samuel said, this surely must be the one, because he looked at the countenance, he looked at the outer appearance of that son.
Yes.
Then God told him, he said, no, I don't look at the countenance. But I look at the heart.
Yeah.
Amen. So he looked at the heart of the people. He continued to go down the line from son to son. And God was saying, no, that's not him. That's not him. And in the end, the last son, after the seventh son, he said, do you not have another son?
Come on.
Do you not have another? And he said, I have one, but he's out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's out doing the dirty work, basically.
Uh-huh.
He's the youngest one.
Uh-huh.
And they said they were going to stay there until they brought him, because God wants to crown the king. He wants to anoint the king. So once he got there, God said, that's the one. But the Bible says that he was the ruddy looking one.
That's right.
How many of you know it ain't about the color? It ain't even about what you did. It's not about your job, but it's about what God says.
Yes.
And I continue to say, I just look like this.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't look the part of what man might say, even though you might not look the part, even with your ugly self or with our ugly selves, God still chooses us, and he still allows us to do exactly what he has us to do. And he still anointed us to do what it was that he needed us to do.
Yeah.
He chose David in spite of everything, his dirtiness. He chooses us in spite of everything, our dirtiness, our sin, and everything that we had done wrong. He even said that David was a man of his own heart as time goes by. I'm reminded of another woman that continued to go from doctor to doctor, but she had to push through a crowd. She said, "Don't get it twisted. I still have to go for what I know. Mm-hmm. I know that God, if I could just get to the hem of his garment, that he would make me whole." But she had to push through some things. She had already gone to the doctors. She had already gone to everyone who she knew how to go to. But realized that everything was already within her. All she had to do was just go, press forth, press her way, make her way through.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. I don't hear nobody out there, so I need to know if somebody hear what I'm saying.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
I just thought about it. The Sister Rispa, who had to watch her, son hang and be hung, but she wasn't used to being out in the weather. She wasn't used to being out in the rain and in the cold. She was used to being in the king's palace. Even though she was the concubine, God still gave her strength to do what it was that she needed to do. She let her know that he was the way, the truth, and the light by giving her the strength to be able to protect her children. She wasn't letting anything get in the way of who she was, because she knew, even though one day she was dressed in the king's house, living above being a queen, she still took everything that she knew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're there.
Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. I got a little interruption there.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah! We give God the praise. I'm reminded of Esther. Esther ended up into the king's palace, and in the king's palace, because she was brought, they pulled all the young women out, and even in the Bible says that she was fair to look at. Because she was fair to look at, she was this cute thing to some people, but everybody liked her. But that same woman had to come, and she had to basically give her life up for her country, for her people. She started out being as a child and being pulled with Mordecai into a whole different culture that she knew nothing of. So she was raised up in a culture that she knew nothing of, had to be trained in that culture.
Uh-huh.
And then they brought her to a place, another place that she knew nothing of. And so she had to be taught, even by Mordecai in that season, being by people coming to her under the cover, telling her, and even the men, the Chamberlain, telling her exactly what to do. But in the law, and they said she was fair and she was beautiful, but mm-hmm. she still was in a place that she had never been before.
That's right.
She was still somewhere where she didn't understand.
Uh-huh.
So then eventually, she was chosen, every time the king just kept calling her back, and she began the queen. And once she became the queen, again, she ended up being somewhere she never thought she'd be. And she had to come into a situation where she had to protect it. She had to tell who she really was. But God had equipped her from that. He had equipped her and not even knowing that she was equipped. But through that whole thing, she had to be equipped. And despite of what she looked like or who she was, she had to really tell who she was. And because of who she was, God, who God created her to be, she had to stand up strong for her people.
Yes.
And she was beautiful, yet strong.
Mm-hmm.
She was fair, yet strong. She did something people thought she would never do or someone of her caliber would never do. And she had to even say, if I die, then I die.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I say, it's not what it looks like.
Amen.
She
Amen.
Had to then roll up her sleeves and do what she needed to do. And mm-hmm. even when it comes to us, we have to realize that no matter what we go through and no matter what we've done, God still has a plan.
Yes.
It's not what it looks like. In the long run, it's where he says, as I continue to say, it's where you started at. Because he knew you before you were in your mother's womb.
That's right.
So it's not what it looked like, even though I ended up to be a sinner. I ended up being an abuser. I might have ended up being a liar, someone that was full of perversion, even a prostitution. But yet God said, it's not what it looks like. I look at your heart. It's not what it looks like in your physical eye, but I look at your heart.
Yes, that's right.
It's not about who you think you are.
Mm.
But it's about who God thinks you are, who God knows you are. So we would just change our mentality again, change our mentality of who God says we are, then we know it's not what it looks like. It's not what it looks like in your bank account. It's
right,
not
man.
What it looks like when they say you have cancer. It's not what it looks like.
Yes.
It's not what it looks like if your child is on drugs. It's not what it looks like when the job just don't look right.
Yeah.
When every time you walk in the door, it's not what it looks like. But it's what God says it is.
Amen.
When they chose David, who was the youngest brother who they never thought that worked out in the field, they never thought he would be king. But when it came down to the dreams of people, they thought that they would never. Who does he think he is that we're going to serve him? It's not what it looks like. Don't get it twisted.
All right, man.
Because God has a plan, and all you have to do is stand on his promises.
Amen.
I had to think about some of the things that I had been through and even some of the things even recently when, you know, you may have gone through backbiting. You may have gone through church hurt. You may have gone through hurtful things that you never thought you could even heal from. But those things are yet to build, lift up, and take you to another level that God has you go to.
Yeah.
Amen. So there's Amen. People that never thought that they would be in the places that they are. But yet Esther was crowned as queen.
That's right.
When I start thinking about the sister, when her everybody was killed and it was Ruth. And they kept, and she was left all by herself, and all the sisters. She kept telling them, Oprah. She said, Oprah, go home. What was that, Naomi? I was trying to say that she was telling them, go back, cause you know I can't help y'all.
Uh-huh.
I can't help y'all. But then when Ruth kept saying, I'm not going nowhere. I'm serving the God that you serve. Wherever you go, I go. Whoever you serve, I serve.
Huh.
Because of her faithfulness and because of her following through and standing forth, there was favor that was found in her eyes. that even though she went through everything that she had gone through, God still allowed her to be found favor to be found.
Yes, that's right.
And she ended up in a place that she never thought she would be. Who knows? Because, see, we don't know what kind of struggle they might have had as a family prior to everybody being killed. But now she's in a place of, she was placed in a place of wealth.
Yes.
Favor was found.
Mm-hmm.
So know that favor is found wherever you go, if you would just receive what God says and how he and know that God has a plan. Trust in him, because it's not what it looks like.
Yes.
It's not what it looks like in the physical eye. You must look past the physical eye and look to the spiritual realm of where God is taking you, what promises God has given you. He said that you are of prosperity. He wish above all that you be in health and prosper.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
He said that you're above and not beneath.
No.
That you're blessed. It's not what it looks like. It sometimes it might take a process to get to where you where you're going, but it's not what it looks like in the natural eye. Look past that point. Every promise God keeps. Amen.
Amen.
So don't look at my face. Don't look at the color of my skin. Don't look at my continents either. And listen, don't even look at the way that I talk.
That's right.
Because I might not talk as eloquent as you do.
But know that
God has a plan, because it's not what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I just want to encourage someone to know that it's not what it looks like.
That's right.
But it is what God says it is. Because in the long run, we don't have a say so of any of it. Because we're going to do what God has us to do.
Amen.
David didn't have a say-so in
That's
who
right.
God created him to be. He didn't have a say-so because the people didn't even have a say-so. God said what he said. Remember he told Samuel, dry your eyes. Wipe your face. So I'm saying they dry your eyes, wipe your face, because it ain't about you anyhow.
Come on. Wow.
It ain't about you anyhow. I chose. I'm going to anoint. He didn't say I'm going to let you anoint. He said, I am going to know. He said, I am going to anoint. I'm going to tell you who to anoint.
Yes.
I'm going to let you do what you need to do. You went by looks, and you went by what you thought felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ain't a feel-good thing.
That's right.
When you go to, it ain't about a feel good thing. It's what God said.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. What a word to remind us that regardless of what we look like, it's not the outside. In other words, it's what's inside that God is looking at, and that's the heart of man. Because even when you were talking about David, you know, they said that it couldn't have been him out in the field. He all, you know, nasty and smelly, working with the sheep, you know, the smallest of the other brothers, you know, not appearing to be beautiful, you know. But God, when he put his hands on you, when the anointing, as Samuel was commanded to anoint him, because he said that he was the one, you know.
Right.
He said, don't look at his countenance. Don't look at how tall he is. Don't look at how short he is. Don't look at the color of his hair, you know. Don't look at what a man may see on the outside. you know, but I'm anointing him and appointing him because of his heart. You know, and David wasn't perfect. He made many mistakes.
Come on.
His heart. He had a resistant heart. So, you know, we can fall down, we can mess up, get back up, be encouraged today, and know that it's not over. You know, don't be discouraged. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was thinking, just because you might feel like you're just an average Joe Blow.
That's right.
Just because you feel like you're just average. God sees past that average.
Come on now.
He takes something average and he lifts it up.
Yeah.
He will take what you feel is average and make it something that people thought was impossible.
That's right. And see, they already had a king. So why would they think, you know, and that's why the word the Bible say that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. They already had a king. So why would they be, you know, anointing him to be king? See, when we look at the situation, you know, this can't be. That's not the anointing. That's not God. That can't be God. You know, how could that be God?
It is but a child.
Come on now. God said, that's the one right there. Because it wasn't long after that Saul, amen, was removed from that position. Amen. Where the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. See, God will set some things up for us, amen, that we have no idea. Glory be to God. We just own our merry little ways. Just cleaning up the house, just cleaning the bathroom, you know, just being a caregiver, cleaning up somebody that's, you know, maybe them, you know, that's not right. Able to do, take care of themselves, you know, whatever you got to do, and enjoying it.
Yes.
It was out there getting dirty, you know.
And then you made me remember, sis, that when he put a speed, God, you said he set up, because even in that, he called for David.
Yes,
God gave him a bad spirit, but yet he called for David. And that same person, person that served him, come on, he served him by playing the harp, by doing all that.
Yes.
He played the harp, and he took away those bad spirits. So that same person...
Yeah.
God used and he overturned the thing.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Because he was thinking to be average or just the person that was playing the harp, just the person that was helping, that was calm in the storm.
Yes, yes. But then they think that
just the one that came in peace. Come on.
Okay, now. Because
It's not what it looks like.
Yeah. It's the same one.
He was
one.
Set up.
The same one that killed the bear. The same one that killed the lion. The same one that killed the giant. From a little boy.
Come on.
You know, just wandering up on something. You know, being
just
in a place. Yes. Being set up. So we never know the thoughts of God or the ways of God. We're just passionate about doing our best at what we are already been given to do. You know, not thinking that it's about a position, not thinking that it's about being exalted, but humbling ourselves, not having a prideful spirit, but a spirit of humility that will allow God to use us, you know, to be able to recognize that, you know, people look at us and judge us. And it's normal for people to stereotype us as people. You know, they look at our weight. They look at the color of our skin. They look at the texture of our hair. Come on now. And good God of mine, don't let nobody know about your past. They hold that against you and don't want to let it go. My God.
Come on.
But God is so good that he he shuts all that down, all that negativity.
Yes, he does.
You know, all the naysayers. Because he said, I am God, and besides me, there is no other. So we just have to trust and know. Come on now.
Come on.
That God is who he say he is. As long as we be willing and obedient to his will, he will use us. And even when we come short, because David came short, and he still used him. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
I know I get excited sometimes, but I was just thinking about even Mary. That if you want to look at Mary, how she was chosen even as a young person to carry the Messiah. She was put in an embarrassing situation. Can you imagine being a teenager and you're getting ready to get married and it looked like you already did what you weren't supposed to do. It looks like you just went, you guys just went and eloped. But you can't even go to, you can't even go. You scared. And sometimes we get scared. But we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
And I don't even remember a time later on that they even started bringing it up about Mary. do you understand? They looked past that then because Jesus was here.
Yes.
They looked past the fact that she was that the baby was there before they even knew each other.
Wow.
Before they actually got married.
Mm-hmm.
So they look past that.
Yes.
And God will have people literally look past that for
yes.
what he has in store for you. They'll look past all the stuff that they might even think that's going on.
Amen.
And the very same ones that talked about you. And when they did
yes.
with Jesus. Is they don't look, get it twisted because they thought Jesus should look a certain way and he should be a certain person and have a certain countenance and have a certain look. Surely this can't be the king.
Yes, come on.
For surely this can't be the king. But who do you say that I am?
That's good right there.
But this was the man that they came. That came, and he raised the dead, and he healed the sick, and he cast demons out, and then he raised 3 days later.
Come on,
who does man say that I am?
Yeah,
it's not what it looked like, and even though it might have looked like the enemy thought that he won, but on the third day he rose out of
yes.
spite. He went
yes.
to the cross. But who does man say that I am? It's not what it looks like because, see, even though the enemy thought he had won the battle, and that's even in life, even though the enemy thinks he's won the battle, don't get it twisted because God has already won the battle. He went and Jesus went down and he got the key.
Mm-hmm.
He left
yes,
us a comforter.
Yes, he did.
But see, others didn't understand that because they began to say, crucify him, crucify him. And even when those that changed that didn't even remember because, see, some of them couldn't have remembered that he was the same one
mm-hmm.
that made the blind man see.
Mm-hmm.
He was the same one that the woman touched the hem of his and said, woman, be made whole.
Yes.
He was the same one that took the little girl and raised her from the dead or told Lazarus to come forth.
That's right. That's right.
And people stood around because it wasn't what it looked like.
Amen.
How many days later did he go and he called forth Lazarus? And how many days did the sisters was a little upset? They said, you had to come.
4 days, that's right.
If you had to come, he wouldn't be dead. Did he say he was just asleep? He just taking a nap?
Okay.
Because it wasn't what it looked like.
Amen. He already showed us that it definitely is not what it looked like. He didn't come with a crown. He didn't come with the robe, you know, like the dignitaries and the wannabes or the, you know, the Kardashians. And
come on.
He didn't come on the chariot like they thought he should have came.
Yes, all that stuff is good and fine, but.
Okay, he came with the power. He came with the anointing, you know, because he came with a purpose. And when we recognize in God that we have purpose in him, it doesn't matter what people think about us, how we ought to look. But, you know, because God tells us how we ought to carry ourselves, you know, as representatives of him. We are his children. He tells us how we ought to, you know, be clean and how we ought to conduct ourselves, you know. So everything else about what man thinks how we ought to look, you know, or how we ought to get the dress, or, you know, we want to represent our Father in the way that he would be proud of us, you know, not that we have a right to say it doesn't matter what man think about us, we can do whatever we want. No, we still going to live a life of an example because of the lifestyle that we have chosen to live in Christ Jesus, you know, and that's going to represent our Father in heaven. But as far as what man, how they want to judge us and depict our character based on what their perspective of us is, we cannot be limited to that. So what'd you say the title is again? I Just Look Like This?
I Just Look Like This. I Just Look Like This, you know, and I'm saying, you know, I just look like this. So, you know, in spite of all, I may look like I haven't been through nothing, but I've been through a little something.
Come on, that's right.
It took something to get to where I'm at.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, we give God the praise today. Truly, all the glory goes to our God, which has allowed each and every one of us that is tapped in today to the Spirit of the living God to recognize that no matter what people say, there's a price to pay. Amen. When we are on a journey, you could be minding your business, doing some nasty work in the field, doing, you know, whatever you may be doing to care about somebody, doing your work, and the enemy will try to come in and try to make you feel less than. So we want to open up the prayer lines on today. I mean, we don't have callers that are coming in, but I would like to just have a word of prayer. And Lady Levinette, I want you to just pray for whoever may be listening online that has not called in, that they will be recognized the gifts that are in them, that they will be encouraged today to know that, you know, regardless of what people say they ought to look like, that what God says is all that matters.
Amen. Father God, we just praise you, and we magnify you. We glorify you, Father God, for who you are and being able to give us, we thank you for giving us another chance, for being a lifter of our head, Father God, another opportunity, Father God, to give you the glory, Father God, in this hour and in this time, Father God. We just thank you right now for those that are listening, Father God, those that are not, Father, just even right now, just go through the airways and the highways, God, even however it may flow through, Father God, go through the lines, Father God, of communication right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just let your people know, Father God, that you reign and that you reign in them, Father God, that it is not what it looks like, Father God, but it's about what you say. It's about what you say, because in the end result, Father God, you have the last say, so, Father God. You are the healer. You are the provider. You are the way maker, Father God. You are the creator, Father God. Father God, you created each and every one of us for such a time as this, Father God, for a purpose and a reason, Father God. And we just say thank you. We thank you, Father God, as you strengthen them right now. We thank you, Father God, as you lift them up, Father God, recognizing who you are. Father God, you created the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars, Father God. You created us, Father God. And, Father, we thank you as you look upon our hearts, Father God, knowing who we are, knowing who you created us to be, Father God. Now, Father God, we lift you up. We say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Father God, as you heal the hearts, as you regulate minds, Father God. Help us, Father God, to go to the to go where you have us to go, Father God. Help us to trust in you, Father God, knowing that you have a plan, knowing that you have a purpose for us, Father God. Father God, knowing that it's far beyond what we may think, Father God. Far beyond what we may even know right now, Father God. Far beyond what we understand, Father God. Father God, just give us a peace that surpasses all understanding in every situation, Father God, that we know that you have a control over it all.
Yes.
And Father God, that we can rest in your bosom and knowing that you have it in control.
Yes.
Knowing that you your love is there, knowing that you sacrificed for us, Father God. That you've already taken care of the situation, that you've already taken care of whatever the problem is, whatever the situation may be, Father God. Touch the families, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as families are being healed today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as jobs are being received today, as homes are being saved today right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. It may look like one thing. Father God, I just have a I want to pray for homes that may be going in foreclosure right now, Father God. We claim it, Father God, that, Father God, that those homes are safe right now. That rooms and shelters are being, Father God, saved right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, even for right now healing those, the sick, Father God. Regulating bodies and minds, Father God. That, Father God, that the cancers that may be trying to take over in others' bodies, Father God, that is not what it looks like, Father God, that they are healed today. They will just receive and believe, Father God, that you are the healer, Father God, that you are the way maker, Father God, that, Father God, you are the doctor, Father God, you're the medicine, Father God.
Yes.
You're the prescription that they need, Father God. They will just receive that they are healed, Father God. That, Father God, because of who you are,
you
wish above all things that they be healthy. That they walk the walk, Father God. That they speak prosperity, life, and healing, Father God. That they watch what they say in their mouths, Father God, saying that they're healed, that they're delivered, that they're set free, Father God, because you can do it. You've already done it. There's nothing too great for you. There's nothing too hard for you. We say thank you, and we give all to you, knowing, Father God, you are the Messiah. You are the great I Am. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Rapha. We glorify you, and we magnify you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We glorify you. We worship you, Father God. We worship you for, Father God, knowing that it's not what it looks like, Father God. We worship you, Father God, knowing that you are who you said you are. You are the great I Am.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're our defender, Father God.
Yes.
You're the Holy One, Father God. Hallelujah. In the time of need, Father God, we lift you up.
Yes.
As you lift us up, Father God, just because of who you are, we give you praise, we give you glory. and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it's time for announcements. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I give him praise and glory.
Amen. Do you have a prayer request at this time, Jahari?
Yes, we do. I was out and about last Friday and met a few people at a women's meeting that I went to. And we have a lady that I've known for a while, and this is her first pregnancy, and she will be due in about 2 weeks. And she asked us to pray that she has a healthy baby and a great delivery. This is her first one, and she's a little older, in her late 30s. So she wanted us to pray that everything was going to be great for her.
Amen.
Amen. You want to go ahead and pray, Lady Lynette, or you want me to pray?
Sure. Are you done? I thought I heard somebody say something else.
That was just a prayer request. I can do the announcement.
Okay, you can go ahead then.
You do the announcement? Okay. Well, the first announcement we have is every Monday night we have an hour of power prayer under the leadership of Chief Apostle Marie Evans F. She's located at 2301 Lee Road, Winter Park, Florida, 32789, from 7 to 8 p.m. So please join them again on Monday night for power prayer under the leadership of Apostle Marie Evans F. And we would like to say congratulations to Reginald Preston and Selena Northnet, who will be joining in Holy Matrimony March the 19th, 2016, in Jacksonville, Florida. And also, we ask you to save the date, April 9th, 2016, at 5:30 p.m. Jahari will be debuting the Flying Fit magazine, and that's in Orlando, Florida, at 5:30 p.m. Come join us for an evening of fun and inspiration. And for your daily dose of biblical and spiritual inspiration, follow Divine Creations on Twitter at Divine Creations. Like our page on Facebook at Divine Creations. And don't forget to send in your prayer requests, whatever they may be, no matter how small or how great. Send them to divinecreations@gmail.com, and Pastor Riggins and myself will be sure to answer them. Pastor, back to you.
Amen. Thank you so very much for those announcements. I'm looking forward to attending the wedding and the event on April 9th, and yours truly is at prayer every Monday night, amen, for an hour of power. Glory be to God. So we just thank you, amen. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, email us, you know, or just, send, like she said, send your prayer request. Like our page on Divine Creations, DAVINEKREATINS. Divine Creation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank our guest. Go ahead. Before we get ready to conclude, I want to go ahead and open up prayer for the prayer request also.
Okay. Father, we just want to say, what's the young lady's name? The pregnancy?
Maria,
okay. Father, we just want to pray for Maria right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as her body will fall in line with the way you created it to be, Father God. But, Father, we thank you for an easy delivery, Father God.
that her muscles will contract as they should. But Father God, that it will be an easy delivery, Father God, that you will help her through the process, that there won't be any problems with the child nor the mother, Father God. We thank you for a safe delivery right now in the name of Jesus, a healthy delivery, Father God. We just glorify you, Father God. Father, all those things that are statistics that talks about having babies when you're older, that it might be a problem. We speak against that right now in the name of Jesus. But we speak against the joy of the pregnancy, of bringing life. We speak for the joy of pregnancy and the life that's coming forth, Father God, that even during her pregnancy, she'll find this laughter, Father, even through the pregnancy, of knowing that this is it. This is time and the season and her brand new baby child, Father God, that the child comes in healthy, that the blood pressures will stay in line, Father, and that every part of the body will just be a perfect baby, Father, perfect healthy baby, and the mother's blood pressure will stay in line, Father God, that her blood will be in line, her pressure will be in line, and any illness, I just keep wanting to pray about the high blood pressure, about her pressure. So we decree and declare that her pressure will fall in line right now in the name of Jesus. Her placenta, her water, all of that will be in a healthy homeostasis right now in the name of Jesus. She will not run into any problem. The baby's turn will turn correctly. The delivery will be that of ease for her in the name of Jesus right now. And her team that will be helping her, we thank you for favor right now in the name of Jesus. The doctor, the nurses, that they will do everything that they need to do that is in line with having a healthy delivery in the name of Jesus. And that all is well. We thank you, Father God, even for the married couple, the couple that's going to be uniting together right now in a couple of days. We pray for them right now. We thank you right now. We speak life over their marriage, love, joy, peace, and nothing shall come against that. The word says, let not anyone come asunder. Let not anyone. For what God has put together, yes. And we thank you, Father God, that you have put them together in love and in unity. And even, Father God, allow them not to put their mouth against their marriage, Father God, because it goes for them as well, that they shall continue to find life, joy, and peace in their marriage. And we thank you for the upcoming event. We're so excited, Father God, for what you're going to do in that event. Father God, we thank you that everything will fall in line right now. In the name of Jesus, everything will just fall in place, from the venue to the people and even the, whatever the plans are, Father God, all that will fall in line. However it needs to fall in line, Father God, that you will still be uplifted in, and that everything for the magazine will fall in line. We glorify you that it's just going to take you to another level, Father God. And Father God, her work is not going to come back void, but we thank you that it shall prosper even the more. Jahari shall prosper. We speak for, Father God, joy and peace even in her family right now. And we thank you for prosperity right now in the name of Jesus, that whatever she touches, Father God, shall prosper, that whatever her husband touches shall prosper. And Father God, I speak for their relationship right now, that their relationship will draw even the closer together, and they'll draw closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know,
we thank you, Father.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed because of the name of Jesus. Amen.
So yes. Amen.
Today. Amen. And until next week, as we depart from this prayer, listen, join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. where we will come together again and lift up the name of Jesus one more time. So as we depart from this radio broadcast, but not from the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus, we depart with his word, Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.